Today, my dear faithful, is the 14th Sunday after Pentecost. And as we are all very well aware, it is also the 40th anniversary of our chapel. And so the Mass for today is taken from the Feast of the Holy Family, which is the Sunday following the Epiphany. Now, the epistle for today's Mass, the Solemn Votive Mass of the Holy Family, is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Colossians, chapter 3. Brethren, put ye on as the elect of God, holy and beloved, the bowels of mercy, benignity, humility, modesty, patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another, if any have a complaint against another. Even as the Lord hath forgiven you, so you also. But above all these things have charity, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of Christ rejoice in your hearts, wherein also you are called in one body. And be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you abundantly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another, in psalms, hymns, and spiritual canticles, singing in grace in your hearts to God. All whatsoever you do in word or in work, all things do ye in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father through Jesus Christ. And the Holy Gospel, taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 2. And when Jesus was 12 years old, they going up into Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast, and having fulfilled the days when they returned, the child Jesus remained in Jerusalem, and his parents knew it not. And thinking that he was in the company, they came a day's journey, and sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintances. And not finding him, they returned into Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his wisdom and his answers. And seeing him, they wondered. And his mother said to him, Son, why hast thou done so to us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said to them, How is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the word that he spoke unto them. And he went down with them, and came to Nazareth, and was subject to them. And his mother kept all these words in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and grace with God and man. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Votive Mass. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, my dear faithful, is a truly great day for our chapel of Holy Nativity. On this day, 40 years ago, Archbishop Lefebvre blessed this building and offered Mass in this chapel, dedicating it to the Holy Nativity of our Blessed Savior. However, the history of this chapel does not actually start there. First, we have to preface it with, over a decade before this chapel was blessed, the Second Vatican Council had ended, and it wreaked its havoc upon the Church, establishing a new Church with a new set of beliefs and morals. Many, I'm sure, are very familiar with this story, but maybe not all remember how terrible of a time that was, especially those like myself even, who were born and raised in the traditional Catholic faith. My generation, that is the second and third generations of traditional Catholics, we never had to experience our Church becoming less and less Catholic. We never had to experience having our local parish just down the street from us that we had gone to since we were baptized there, where we learned our catechism and received our first Holy Communion. we never experienced, our church began to teach strange new doctrines, to condone or at least fail to condemn what was always been condemned, or offer a mass that is more of a Protestant supper service than the Catholic holy sacrifice. We never had to feel that confusion, the fear, the uncertainty of those times, of trying to figure out what is going on. Is this Catholic? Is this the Catholic Church? And especially that terrifying question, where do I go now for the Mass and the sacraments with no church in sight? Thank God, many did not go along with the changes that came after Vatican II. Instead, they followed St. Paul's admonition, "Brethren, stand fast and hold to the traditions which you have learned." One such couple was Mr. and Mrs. McGurk. Mr. and Mrs. McGurk heard about Archbishop Marcel Lefebvre taking a stand against the new church's departure from the faith. They heard that the Archbishop had begun a seminary to ordain truly Catholic priests, and eventually a few Americans recently ordained, returning back to found chapels, offer the traditional Latin Mass and provide the sacraments as they have been handed down to us through the centuries. Mr. and Mrs. McGurk contacted one of these priests and invited the then Father Kelly to their home. Father Kelly offered Mass for them in their home in the mid-1970s. And finally, after so many years, the McGurks truly felt at home once more. They knew their search was over. They had found the traditional Latin Mass once more. But now a new search began, for with Father Kelly, they worked to set up a chapel here in Pennsylvania, the first traditional Catholic chapel in the state. Thus began the Holy Nativity Chapel. And truly, they were humble beginnings. Hotels and VFW halls, whatever fitting place they could find, the McGurks arranged for a place once a month for one of the priests to come and offer Mass. It was only after some time, and after a number of parishioners joined them, that this building that we stand in came up for sale. Originally, it had been a Catholic church, but it had been turned into a meeting hall some years before. The chapel members managed to buy this building, fix the chapel up, and all was prepared for them to finally have a permanent chapel to attend. As I mentioned before, Archbishop Lefebvre himself came and blessed this chapel on August 26, 1978, 40 years ago. The Blessed Sacrament was placed in the tabernacle, and there our Lord has remained with us for 40 years until today. Thankfully, we are able to have Mass not just once a month now, but every Sunday of the year, as well as the holy days of obligation. What a great blessing in our times when so few have even a church to attend. Thank God for this great gift He has given us. And thank God for the many who took a stand to preserve their Catholic faith and search out for the true Mass and true sacraments. In many ways, those first traditional Catholics they were in a similar situation as Our Lady and Saint Joseph in the Gospel of today's votive mass. This Gospel recounts the finding of Jesus in the temple. For 3 days, Our Lady and Saint Joseph could not find the Christ child. They searched and searched for him, but still, he was nowhere to be found. The Blessed Mother and the foster father of Christ suffered many moments of fear and uncertainty during that time. Constantly, the question came to them, "Where is our son? Where can we find him?" Finally, on the third day, they entered the temple, and there he was before them. What relief filled their hearts at that moment. All is right now. All is better. For Christ is here once more in our midst. Then, as the Gospel tells us, he went down with them and came to Nazareth. Traditional Catholics experience that same fear of loss and that search in order to find a Catholic church to attend. They searched and searched, and thank God, they persevered and they found. And so, through their efforts, Christ came down to dwell with them here in the chapel, and has now dwelt here in the Blessed Sacrament for 40 years. Our Lord and Savior has remained here to provide comfort in sorrow, confidence in fear, and strength to carry our daily cross, in order for us to live a truly Catholic life. At each Mass, he descends again to offer that same sacrifice as that of the cross and distribute his merit to us. Our Lord waits for us in the confessional to hear our sins, to forgive us of them, and to give us sanctifying grace. He stands at our altars to unite each couple in holy matrimony, to share their joys and soothe their sorrows. And please God, we will be able to receive that special help at the last moments of our life, when we will so soon stand before the divine judge. That is, that we receive the sacrament of extreme unction and receive those great graces that sacrament gives. We even have that truly awesome blessing of having religious, both those of the Congregation of St. Pius V, the Society of St. Pius V, as well as the Daughters of Mary. We have souls who have consecrated themselves to the Sacred Heart to repair for the sins of mankind, to pray for the Church, the world, and for us, at a time when there are so few religious in the world. Truly, my dear faithful, we must be so grateful to God for these graces, and to the people, especially Bishop Kelly and the laity, who worked so hard to make this chapel a reality, and thus helped provide these graces for us. And now too, we must, like them, do as St. Paul commands: stand fast and hold to the traditions you have learned. We have the Mass and sacraments, and so let us use these graces that God has given to us, and be generous in living a truly Catholic life. No matter what the world may say, regardless of what new falsehood is propagated, or immorality is held up as a virtue, let us generously follow after Christ. Let us truly strive for virtue and cast out of our lives sin and whatever is a free occasion to sin. Remember that the Catholic faith is truly a gift, and just like any gift, it can be lost. Stand fast then, stand firm in your faith and the practice of it, so that Christ will always stand beside you. Be determined to take up your cross daily and follow after Christ, so that each day our Savior will carry your cross with you by His grace. Our Lord waits here in the tabernacle, in the Mass, and in the sacraments to give you the strength you need to persevere in His grace. Make use of His gifts to you. Keep Him ever close to you and make Him a part of your life. In this way, there will be no temptation you cannot conquer. For God will be with you. And if God is with you, then who can stand against you? And please God, you will earn your place in the eternal kingdom of heaven, and enjoy that eternal peace and happiness that we can only find there. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.